Was there something, anything else? I'm sorry, Mr. Mangos?
I'm on next on the agenda. Would you like me to sit down?
No.
I'd be happy to.
Gotcha. You're with me for a moment?
Like the dewdrop.
All right, next on the agenda is a resolution submitting to the electors of the Westlake City School District the question of renewing an existing tax levy for the purpose of current expenses of the Porter Public Library pursuant to section 570523, the Ohio Revised Code. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
So I will just go in the background just for a quick second. I should have done before the first resolutions there, but Porter Public Library is set up under the Ohio Revised Code as a school district library. And although they generally run as a separate entity, they do fall under some of the administrative auspices of the Westlake City Schools Board of Education. So as you appoint the trustees, although they act independently, you do appoint those trustees. Also, for any type of taxing, the district is the taxing authority. So therefore, to issue bonds or to put a tax levy on, they need to go through the Board of Education here. Before you tonight is a renewal of a tax levy. It is, and I'll let Mr. Mangles here, and I know Janet Nassif is in the audience as well, and they can go into detail if they so choose on it, but this is a renewal levy and would need your approval in order to move forward at the May election, I believe.
Yes, so we do have, I have in attendance Janet Nassif, who is our fiscal officer and could answer any detailed questions if you needed to. But the issue is we have unlike schools that have a continuing levy, ours is a fixed 5-year levy. We've been doing that since 1974. Every 5 years, we've gone to the public for any type of levy issue, whether it's a renewal, replacement, so forth. We do that every 5 years. We believe that that is a way for the public to validate the public library with a vote. And we've been successful, again, since 1974. This current 5-year levy ends in December, this December. This current 5-year levy is a renewal from the one past 5 years before that. If this levy goes onto the ballot and is passed, that means it will be a 15-year period of time in which we have not gone to the public to ask for more money. It is currently a two mil levy, and again, if passed, it'll be a 15-year period of keeping that at two mils. Our budget is approximately a $5 million budget. And in rough numbers, about 75% of that comes from this local levy, and the other portion comes from state funding, and then a small slice of things like fines and fees and miscellaneous and those kinds of things. So we feel that we've been extremely diligent, responsible with funds given to us and with management, and a lot of credit to obviously the Board of Trustees for that management and our fiscal officer. We believe that we'll be able to make that last another 5 years and still be able to do great things at the library.
And it's a 2.8 mil.
I believe, did I say 2.5? I'm sorry?
You said 2.0, it's 2.8.
2.8, yes.
Yeah.
Further discussion?
Well, I think that's worth not only approving on at our level, but also worth voting for. I know my family has used the library. We have a great partnership with the schools, and I just am so excited about being your neighbor very soon with our elementary schools. So I know that you guys have already been talking about all these great collaborative opportunities that we're going to have. So I would encourage
it. It's a 5-star library.
Sorry. Yes. Okay. The timing on that could not have been better.
Yes. Yeah, that's wonderful. So, absolutely.
The important thing about that 5-star rating is that there's 4 categories and they're all usage-based. Mm-hmm. So to be awarded 5 stars is simply a statement of fact that people use their public library at a very high level as compared to libraries across the country. So I think that kind of usage translates into people appreciating that resource.
Well, and the atmosphere that you create. I know my daughter, just a personal experience, my daughter was ill right before the holidays, and so she spent most of her vacation at the library working, because at home, Mom, I can't get anything done here. So, and that way she doesn't have to deal with me talking to her. But I know you really have created a great atmosphere for, you know, whether it's just to go in recreationally and pick up a book, if kids need to go study. I know you have after school homework help there. So great things going on at the library.
A lot of wonderful things.
Thanks for all that you do. The library is a community hub. Thanks to your leadership and the leadership of your board, you do an outstanding job. So much goes on. I drive by morning, noon, and night, and the parking lot is packed always. But thanks for all of your fantastic programs.
Thank you all.
And it's always a worry when you have any levy on the ballot, but I think the Westlake residents, taxpayers, are very supportive of the library, and being a renewal helps too.
It certainly does. And 5 years ago, we passed at 70% favorable, and our goal this time around is to increase that margin of victory. We believe it's a valuable resource that people want to see in their community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Finucane?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And Mr. Hopkins, I know you'll help me up. We have a board item on the agenda, 4C, correct?
Yep, 4C, we're going to have the approval of the appointment of the Citizens Advisory Committee member. Mm-hmm. Resolve that the Westlake Board of Education approves the appointment of Dana Hoffman to the Citizens Advisory Committee.
Mr. Horowitz, you have some comments for us?
Dana had contacted me back in December about joining. For those of you who don't know, she is currently the administrative assistant for Mr. Goggin. She has had a really extensive background, extensive experience with the community and with the school. She's been on several PTAs. She's run her own business. She's had children in the school system. I believe they are all graduated by now. I think she would make an ideal addition to the CAC.
Is there a motion to pass the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
I agree. I think she's very, very capable and a wonderful person to work with.
Well, we're so fortunate. And I know with your group, you're always recruiting. So anyone out in the audience, we are always recruiting to have active folks helping us out. So the fact that she reached out to you is thrilling. And of course, we all know her very well, working closely with her, being on the board. But I can't think of a better person to help us out with the research going on.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving on the agenda to board comments. Any board members care to comment at this time?
I have a comment.
Dr. Winter?
I would like, and Mr. Hopkins, if you could help me out with this, and we've done this in the past. Technically speaking, every time we have a meeting, we are paid $125 as individual board members. Generally, what we'll do is we'll waive that payment from the second meeting because there's really no reason for us to get paid another $125 for really virtually having one meeting here tonight. How should we best handle that with you?
You know, we haven't had to do anything in the past specifically on it. We've recognized it because it's the same night, same, immediately following one another, that the board members haven't left and come back or anything. We've recognized it for payment purposes.
Perfect.
As one meeting.
Okay, just want to make sure that we're on the record with that. Thank you.
Other board members?
Send out some thank yous to everyone at the Westlake High School this past weekend. The science group held the Westlake Science Olympiad Invitational, brought in, I think it was over 70, 80 schools, probably close to 1,500 students. A lot came in from Ohio, some out of state. Laura Lathan, who is the grand champion of science for us in the district, pulls it off every single year. Went very, very well this year. Lots of volunteers, but also a lot of help with the administration there. I know I saw Ron Stevenson there all day, I think, along with a lot of the support folks. I worked in the cafeteria for a good 10, 12 hours, selling pizza. But like everything, it's only a success because of all the volunteers and all the people that went into it. So lots of thanks to all of those people.
Thank you.
I have a question, Mr. Goggin. I think today's day off was a little bit of a surprise to everybody. I did notice in the list of school closings, some of them had a two-hour delay. And I know there's work involved because with the buses and stuff. Is it possible to do something like that in the future? Because by about 10 o'clock, everything was cleared, the roads were cleared and everything. Have you ever thought about a delay?
You know what, it is possible. Many times a two-hour delay can create more issues, and I don't know, other than getting your, and this is my opinion, other opinions may be different, sometimes the two-hour delay is something where your schedules are so modified, I don't know if you're getting the educational relevance when you cut down the periods. Right now there's probably about 40 minutes in each when you knock them down to, you know, each one down about 10. I don't know, I just don't know if that, I'd have to look at the schedules to see that. It's also a burden on parents when they have to stay back for 2 hours, and sometimes it's easier for them to get coverage. I know Dave Kosovar came in to me today and has been talking to Mike Waters about potentially investigating what we can do with Link in situations like that. So we're always looking to see how we do closures better. This morning, it was interesting, if I was going to give a report, I had this on there. You know, a couple different things. We've had closings with Winchell. That's interesting because I don't remember as a kid having closings in Winchell. Not that I'm going to say I walked uphill both ways. Not going to be that person. But I get why. I mean, it really, you know, when we have students who are waiting at bus stops, we do have the 1 mile bus limit around each school, so we understand that students are walking. So we are considerate of that. What's interesting is you find yourself calling school. Sometimes you hit it right on the head. You're like, man, I am so glad I called off. That was a good thing. And sometimes you shake your head and say, man, we could have school. And what I actually was talking, I think it was to Todd about, because Todd will give me a hard time about this when I call school typically. But last week it was funny, we were talking about the weather, and I feel bad for Cleveland weathermen to try and predict the weather in Cleveland. And I hope they feel bad for us who have to make predictions based off, or decisions based off their predictions. You know, I get that their job, it's hard for them to really say it's going to be minus this and minus that. And then what we balance is, do we wait until the morning? Do we do it the day before? Because sometimes we'll hear from parents, if you wait until the morning, it's harder for me to take care of someone to watch my child, because we do have a lot of dual income, both working parents in the district. We have a lot who don't, but we have a lot who do. So there's that situation. This morning, to us, you know, you bring up a good point. We probably could have done a two-hour delay this morning. You know, and it was interesting driving around at 5 in the morning and trying to, you know, I take my loop, I go down Detroit, I go down Dover over Hilliard and make it all the way around. There were parts that were, like when you were driving on the main streets, they were fine. Early in the morning though, looking at my developments and my side streets where we have our buses going down and picking up kids, they were pretty bad and they were pretty slick. So I think it was the right call for this morning. But yes, we could have done probably a two-hour delay. So,
some of the comments that I observed were people were concerned if it's going to extend the school year, but I know now that we're on hours and not actual days, that alleviates some of the calamity days and having to make them up. But if we were to get a few more, would that affect the school calendar at all, or?
Well, you'd have to get quite a few more, and I think we have a few in, and I think we typically equates to about 10 is what we usually work off of. But the hours are different per grade band. The high school needs a certain amount of hours, intermediate, elementary, and even I think one of the things that we had to calculate was half-day kindergarten was something that we would get concerned about the hours needing in there. And if we get to that point, we can have conversations about adding 10 minutes to a day or adding days or however we want to end up doing it, but we're not there yet. So hopefully we won't get there. And I don't look at Twitter when I'm making my decisions. So if anybody's sending me messages, I don't look at them until the decision's made and it's lunchtime and I get my sandwich out. That's when I'll look at Twitter and see all the things that people say. So.
Thank you.
Other board items. A couple of things. Citizens Advisory Council has a meeting on the 18th at 7:30. CAC has not set their calendar just yet, but I believe they're going to set it at that particular meeting.
Yes.
Is there a board member that is willing to attend that first meeting of the year?
I can attend.
Thank you. Another issue, drugs and the opioid epidemic are a concern about which we continue to hear. I had the opportunity to meet with PTA Community Outreach and Program Director Dawn Evans. We discussed many things, including collaboration amongst the schools and the city and the PTA when it comes to drugs and the opioid epidemic. We agreed that there needs to be better communication and coordination amongst, say, Westlake Police Department, along with the schools, along with other entities, library, et cetera. The schools, I know, Mr. Goggin has communicated about a number of events through the school system, and the board appreciates that, a very serious issue. There is an issue, or I should say, there is a program that is coming up that if many are not aware of, I wanted to add that to our agenda, and if I'm unaware of the school promoting this and other events like it, I wanted to mention it, but it's this Thursday, January the 11th. I know that Porter Public Library is involved, Westlake Police Department is involved, Cleveland Clinic, but it's heroin, fentanyl, carfentanil, a triple threat on our doorstep. Thursday, January the 11th, 5:30 to 6:30 is registration. And the resource tables are available 6 o'clock to 7:30 is a discussion with the experts. I'm just gonna share a copy with board members.
I've already registered.
Outstanding, super. So. Mr. Finucane, do you have a copy of this? Pass it this way, and I'm also gonna leave these at the door.
Yeah, I believe this went out in the school newsletter, so this is great, so you have the details here.
I also wanted to move to have a discussion, and I don't believe tonight we're going to find a solution, but I wanted to move to have a discussion on House Bill 200, and what do we know about House Bill 200, and might we start working on potentially reaching out through our school and through our community on some answers to House Bill 200. Is there a second?
I don't think we need to have a motion and second or any type of resolution.
Can we do that?
To have the discussion. We can have some conversations now, certainly, or we can set aside a time at the next board meeting. Mm-hmm. I believe when you mention House Bill 200, you're referring to what's commonly known as the voucher bill.
Correct.
You know, so it's really up to the board if you'd like to, if we want to take some time to research it a little bit more and have a conversation.
Sure.
You know, we can
something
set aside
we can
some
add
time
to our next agenda.
I
yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I think we need to read through it.
And helps keep within our, yeah, that ability to research it. One of the things we have, but you have brought it up, we've all talked about this. One of the things that we may want to consider is having a resolution waiting to state our concerns with it. Because we have had some discussions about our concerns, because it really siphons away quite a substantial amount of our money from the state, even though the language tries to hide that. The other piece, so we could pass a resolution, so perhaps you as president could work with Mr. Goggin and Mr. Hopkins on the wording for that. And then the other piece of that is, I apologize, I'm not sure the date that they're going to have testimony on this, but testimony, because it made it out of committee, didn't it? When is testimony on this?
Offhand, I don't know.
I would like to recommend that we have a board representative or a couple of us go down and make that testimony. And we could, you know, have administrator, board member, but I do believe we should have board testimony there. We can't keep waiting for other boards to do the heavy lifting on that. We have done a lot with speaking to our representatives, to Matt Nolan. He's been open with us, and we probably should have more conversations with him. But I think this is another piece of it, is to be able to make that public testimony.
Is there an accompanying bill being developed with the Senate?
I believe there is. The
Senate is working on it.
Yeah, I don't know the number of it, but there is that. So we can have a more in-depth conversation. That could be a board item. And in the meantime, we can do some more research on dates. And if testimony is happening before, you know, as part of the community outreach, I'm happy to work with Joe to come up with testimony for that, if other board members are okay.
John, in Senate Bill 85.
Thank you. Oh. Yeah, you're good.
So
you
we'll add that to the agenda, and we'll start working on it outside.
Yeah, we'll talk outside of the meeting here over the next few weeks and make sure we're prepared for our next
on our other board comment.
I appreciate you bringing that up.
You bet.
And much success in your first year as president.
Hey, thank you. The board would like to move to executive session. Is there a motion to move to executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
To adjourn into executive session at 7:28 p.m. Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And the board will not take action during or after this meeting. I move to adjourn the meeting.
No, we'll adjourn after executive session.
Okay.
We're in executive session now.
Gotcha.
We're going to go into
the...